Shark Dropper Studios presents to you Top 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Top 5. It's another week. We know you missed us, so we're glad that you're here. We have with us today special guest returning for a second time.
Garrett.
Yes, and we have a special guest too. What's your name, sir? I've never met you.
My name is Robert, and I've been on most of these.
All right. Okay. Actually, more than I have.
Yeah, I think so.
And my name is Jose. I will be your host for today in Top 5, and today's topic.
Tropic of Thunder. Of Cancer.
Actually, what did we do last week?
The last one we did
places
was,
you don't want to go.
Yeah,
visit. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Screw that.
Top 5 countries you don't want to visit.
Imagine if you had to meet the top 5 overrated celebrities in those countries.
Yeah,
that would be even worse of an experience. That's what we're doing today. Top 5 overrated celebrities or
overrated
actors. I apologize.
Actors, actresses, right?
They kind of are celebrities.
Okay.
Some of them are celebrities.
I mean, there are some definitely overrated celebrities I left off the list. I just went strictly like actor, actresses.
Yes. Okay. Actor, actresses, overrated on film. You've seen them all the time. You love them. You hate them. We're here to talk about them. Let's just get right into it.
Okay.
All right. Start with Robert. Your number 5.
All right. This is the one I'm probably going to have to explain a little bit. This is the one that I don't know if you guys will jump on me, but my number 5 is a guy who is a good actor. He's a good actor. He's just not as great as everyone thinks he is, and that's Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God. Get out.
I don't.
Get out.
I think this whole list is going to be controversial, but to start with Tom Hanks is that a sin?
That's why I started with him so low, because he barely made the list. I think he's a good actor. I think his parts are really good.
He's a bad actor.
I don't think he's a bad actor. I think he's overrated. I don't think he's as good as everyone thinks he is. Like, if this was top 5 bad actors, he wouldn't be on the list.
Okay.
He's just an overrated actor.
Why do you think he's overrated, though?
I don't think
he's... We should probably discuss this whole overrated thing.
It's going to be tricky, because some of these, I think, a lot of this is going to be controversial,
yeah.
I think.
So overrated is an actor or an actress that the majority of people either really like to see, or they have a lot of movies that constantly come out, but they're just not as good as everybody
We don't feel like they're as good as like people think they are.
Exactly.
And that's why I picked Tom Hanks, because a lot of people know this about me. Not a fan of Forrest Gump. Don't think it's that great of a movie. Don't think he should have won an Oscar for it. It's not that great. I love Saving Private Ryan, but I don't think he's the best part of it. I think you could have replaced him with anybody, and it would be just as good.
Saving Private Ryan. It's a great movie. Partially a great movie because of Tom Hanks.
I don't think that's true. I think because of the direction. I think of some of the other actors were good, like Tom Sizemore and even Edward Burns, who, like, I don't even really care for him that much, but I think he was good. I think you could have replaced Tom Hanks with anybody else. You could put Leo in there, and it'd be just as good, if not better.
So, Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
Forrest Gump.
I don't love
it. Castaway.
Not a big fan.
Big.
Big's okay.
Okay. But I'm talking about movies that have really won nominations.
Oh, yeah.
And they've won Oscars.
He won back-to-back Oscars.
Every one of those movies have won something. And what you're saying is that, nope, not him. You could have replaced him with anybody.
Right. He won back-to-back Oscars in 1993 and 1994.
Garrett has something to say here.
I don't like this.
Well, of course not.
I'm upset.
Wow.
I'm upset.
Why are you upset, Garrett?
Tom Hanks, man. It's my boy. I'm portraying sadness in my voice right now.
Oh.
Listen, I think he's a good actor. Not saying I don't think he's a good actor. I just don't think he's a great actor.
We're going to need to move on from this, Robert.
Right, I'm fine with moving on.
Let's refilm Saving Private Ryan with somebody else and see how it works out.
I think he would
Who
be
would
just
choose?
As good. Anybody. Tom Hardy, Leo DiCaprio, Jim Carrey. It doesn't matter.
Talk about overrated actors.
Yeah, we'll get to those soon. All right. That's it for my number 5. Right. I think he's a good actor. I just think he's a little on the overrated side.
All right, Garrett, you're number 5.
All right. My number 5, I think this is easy for many people. Tyler Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Who's that?
My bad. He's the guy that never wore a shirt in the Twilight movies. He never wore a shirt. He never put a shirt on. He was just.
You're talking about the wolf, dude?
Yeah. When you.
yeah.
yeah. He's the wolf guy.
What else has he done besides Twilight?
He's been in. He was actually just in. I don't even bring that up yet. But he's been in some other movies.
Whenever you heard back in the day.
What do you not want to bring up?
Because it like goes into something else I was going to talk about later.
Okay.
Yeah, when you ever heard like Team Jacob, he's Jacob.
Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah.
He was in like some action movie that like came out.
He was in that one movie with that one girl with the huge eyebrows. Fuck.
Emma Roberts, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Movie was.
I forget the name of that.
Is he really overrated though? Like, do the people think he's better than what he is and he gets a lot of roles?
I think people can.
He didn't go. He after Twilight, he didn't get much at all. He in that one movie with Emma Roberts. After that, he was just barren. Like he couldn't get any job. Like I know recently, I think he did some like spoof movie with Adam Sandler on Netflix, and then now he's like been making
Ridiculous Six.
Yeah, it was Ridiculous Six.
He's been another self, but he's one of those. I think he's overrated in the sense that people think he's an actor.
All I know is.
I love that Robert's explanation for that was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, all I know is I cringed every time I saw this guy like try to be angry on Twilight. It was just awful.
He actually almost got replaced in Twilight.
By who?
So when they were making a second movie, they were going to put somebody else because they didn't want him for whatever reason. Maybe he wasn't buff enough.
Well, I know the reason.
And so he had to actually like work out, get buff to get the role.
Really?
Yeah. They almost just replaced him completely.
I don't know if his physique was the problem.
Hey, he got the role.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
So Taylor Lautner, you're overrated.
Yeah.
Go home. Stop taking your shirt off.
Or keep doing it. That's the only way he gets roles.
All right. I'm going to go into my number five.
Yep.
I'm tired of seeing this guy in movies. I'm tired of seeing him. I watch him. He goes on Conan O'Brien's show all the time, and I every time he does, I just get angry because I love Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Kevin Hart,
bro. I 100% agree, dude.
Oh my god,
he is not funny to me. I can't laugh.
He's not funny.
I try to watch his stand-ups and just like I'm not getting it.
He gets all these roles in these movies, in these comedy movies, and I keep watching them because they have like Will Ferrell in them or something, and it's like dude. You're not funny, man.
He just talks really fast. Like he's like a fast talker.
Yeah, it's
and
like,
I think he hopes
his hand
like
motions,
some of it
like his
sticks.
Head. He like does like really quick motions with his, because he's short and ha, that's funny. Like, no,
but that's the joke. That's the joke. I'm short. I'm black. We have differences in our skin color.
It's like penis jokes.
You know, like,
I just don't like penis jokes. Yeah. Like what was that movie with Sacha Baron Cohen just came out? I just couldn't do it, man.
Sacha Baron Cohen is literally like, look at my balls and my penis.
Yeah, like, how's that funny? It's not funny to me.
And I've seen him on Conan, and his like improv of jokes and stuff. It's just like, dude, it sucks.
Yeah, I watched one of his stand-ups. It was like okay, and then I tried watching like another one, and I was just like, nah, it's just not for me.
But he keeps getting these roles, and you keep seeing him everywhere.
Right. I mean, he's in a lot of movies right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's good comic relief with Dwayne Johnson in that movie.
What was that movie? The one that just came out.
Yeah, yeah. He's good comic relief.
God, I forget what that movie's called.
Which one?
The one with The Rock. It was like The Rock comes back. He was like high school. He works for the CIA now. I don't know. I can't remember.
I think there's a reason why we don't know the names.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Moving on.
All right, moving on. Yeah. Robert, who's your number four most overrated actor / actress?
All right. This one, let's see if you guys agree with me on this one. She's actually won an Oscar. I don't think it was deserving. But her name is Halle Berry. I think... JJ showed me his list. Halle Berry, very attractive woman. I think she can act, just not that well.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just say this right now. It's also my number four. I'm going to just skip.
So we'll just
do ours together.
Okay,
right
let's
now.
Just do it together right now.
You'll get the last say in Garrett. So yeah, my number four and Robert's number four, Halle Berry. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, she won for Monsters Ball, which I watched and was okay.
I watched one scene in Monsters Ball.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It was like an okay movie. I think she was okay in it. She won an Oscar for that. And then she was in Swordfish, and she got like a lot of buzz because she was topless in that. But yeah. other than that, like
but that was it.
That
right?
was it. She did. Yeah.
When she started getting really famous, like because she was, she was Halle Berry was always, you know, a big name.
Right.
But like when she got topless, like everybody's talking about.
Yeah, everybody was talking about that. Was the one thing the Swordfish and Swordfish I didn't like at all.
That one movie, that horror movie, Gothica, I think it's called.
Gothica, she was in, but I didn't really care for that. And she was in
the
X-Men movies. That was the only other thing that was like decent movies. But she wasn't really like.
She plays a similar character, and it's just like.
Yeah, she didn't blow me away with anything.
Exactly, her acting's not. It's like it's okay.
And now she kind of has that Oscar curse where she's got an Oscar and she hasn't been in anything like really since then, like anything good. She was in like some stupid shark movie. Not too long ago, and
Sharknado.
No,
oh,
she was in. It was another like shark movie, but I forget what it was called. It came out like I think it went straight to video, or maybe it was just in selected theaters, but it wasn't released like nationwide. But I don't know. She hasn't been in much recently, and I think that's the reason because she's just not that good. Maybe she just peaked at Monsters Ball for like everybody, but for me, she was never that great.
Like, Monsters Ball is her peak. And that just goes to show how overrated of an actress she is.
Yeah, I just don't think she's that great.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Garrett, what do you think?
Do you think anything about Halle Berry?
About Halle Berry? I mean,
exactly. We don't think about Halle Berry.
I mean,
yeah, she's good looking, but I don't think she's got the acting.
When was the last time she was in a movie in the last decade?
Yeah, I can't really. Besides the X-Men movies.
Yeah, the X-Men movies.
I'll look it up.
I don't think that was even in this decade.
I mean, it wasn't.
Which,
yeah.
Honestly, she's my least favorite character in the X-Men movies. I remember watching them, and every time she's on screen, I'm like, oh, this is. Ugh.
I mean, she didn't really do anything for me. She was there.
Hmm.
But that's my number four.
Mystique, though.
Mystique was different.
Mystique in the first X-Men movie.
Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah, oh, man. She's so hot. She's like doing the body paint, too. So, like, the boobs are actually moving, not like Jennifer Lawrence, where they barely will even show her.
Yeah. I'm gonna look up Halle Berry's filmography while
Jose's mind of how I watch movies. Only watch one scene in Monsters Ball.
Okay, so Halle Berry was in Cloud Atlas, which didn't do that much. Movie 43, which
didn't
sucked.
That have Tom Hanks in it?
Well, that's why I didn't watch it.
Bum, bum, bum.
Tom Hanks and Halle Berry, number 5 and number 4 overrated actors. She was in The Call in 2013. Dark Tide was the shark movie in 2012. She just hasn't been in anything, really.
Oh, wow. All right.
Anyways, I don't know. So that's my number four.
Well,
and JJ's number four, too.
Exactly. So now we go on to Garrett's number four.
All right, my number four is, I have to do this, is Vin Diesel.
You know, he's an honorable mention. He almost made my list.
I hate to do this because, I got to be honest, I love the guy. I mean, but aside from Triple X, which I fucking hated.
I didn't like it. I like Vin Diesel.
And in the Fast and Furious movies, I mean, you gotta like him, man. He's badass. He's, you know, he's quiet talking, big muscles, blah blah blah. But after that, I mean,
but even then, like, I don't think he's acting. It's just.
Yeah, what about?
Yeah, I feel like he's just being himself. Like,
I think he just talks.
Yeah, he just talks. Like, it's not really much acting.
His best acting was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He could say, "I am Groot," nobody.
Oh my god. when I saw like he was the voice of Groot, I was like, "Why?" Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, why did they even put the name up?
He was in Saving Private Ryan.
He was.
Yeah, yep. He was the first one to die because they didn't like him.
Yeah.
Okay. And Pitch Black, and what was the other one?
Pitch Black was the first time I think I ever really noticed him.
Oh, no.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, Chronicles of Riddick. I thought those were both great movies. I thought he did great.
I didn't like Chronicles
of Riddick. Vin Diesel.
That's why I'm kind of upset with myself for saying him. I'm kind of upset with myself.
He almost made my top five.
I do. I kind of like the guy.
I think the guy is he's okay. I just don't think acting-wise he's... I would say the same thing about Paul Walker, too, but RIP, I'm not going to do it that early.
But too early?
Too early.
Too soon.
Yeah, it is too soon. It is too soon still.
Yeah.
It's way too soon.
Bro, he fucking sucked.
Yeah, I mean, he
it was bad.
Him and
Vin
Diesel.
Did you watch Brick Mansions?
No.
Don't.
I saw the trailer, and that was enough.
Don't.
Wow. Okay. RIP.
Don't. It's not good.
All right, let's get past this stage.
I feel like we always get into some, like, really weird... areas of our topics.
Didn't you guys on one of your podcasts, and I think it was in Shark Dropper, you were making fun of an actor, and then he passed away.
Yeah.
After
we made fun of Christopher Lee,
but before they released the podcast. So when it was released, you got like a lot of like bad reviews and comments because people were pissed.
Because we talked about him and we were like joking about him a lot, and then we released that episode like the week he died, but we didn't know.
Wait,
that.
Sir Christopher Lee?
Christopher Lee.
You mean one of the best actors
in the history of acting?
Yeah, I love Christopher Lee. We were just joking about how old he was, and like for some reason we went on a rant like, would you rather get like a hand job from him or some shit like that than something else? And we just went on like that kind of rant.
Are you
and
telling
it turned
me
that
you didn't know?
We didn't know.
He
it was a week later.
Away when you released it?
I mean, I didn't release it. That was Kyle. So I didn't know when we released it.
Kyle knew.
Nah. Dude, once I record a podcast, I don't know what the hell I talked about. I never go back and listen to them. I don't want to hear my voice.
True. True story.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on to number three.
That's me now, right?
Robert. Or should I go first if we have the same number?
No, I'll go first.
Okay.
Hopefully we don't have the same person. This one's another actress, and she's been in a lot of movies, and she also won an Oscar.
Oh.
Again, undeserving, I think. Her name is Julia Roberts.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
like Julia Roberts.
That kind of threw me off. Now I have to actually think.
I wasn't expecting that.
I've never have liked Julia Roberts ever since I was a kid and I saw Pretty Woman.
Right.
I don't know how
and
to,
now Garrett's upset about this one, too.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I'm upset. I just confused anything about this. Hold on.
Well, because like, okay, one of the things that pisses me off about Julia Roberts the most is I'm watching Ocean's 11, right? And Ocean's 11, I fucking love Ocean's 11. Like, mm-hmm. there's so many good actors in there, and they all collaborate really well. And then it gets to the scene where what's his name is looking at the staircase, and he's supposed to like scope out the hotel, the casino, and he's like, "This is the best part of my day," and it's Julia Roberts walking down the staircase.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's old and ugly. It's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, what's it? It's Matt Damon. Matt Damon's like, best part of my day. It's like, no, she's a good actor, I guess. I don't know.
I think she's an okay actress. My biggest problem with her is she doesn't normally play. I guess like a lot of actors kind of fall into this kind of thing where they don't really go too far out of their realm. And she was doing, like, a lot of romantic comedies and stuff for a while. And then even when she did go out of her realm, she didn't seem like she was any different than she was in those romantic comedies.
What about Erin Brockovich?
Even Erin Brockovich. That's the one she won an Oscar for. And there were so many better roles by actresses that year that she won. Like, and I watched the movie. She didn't seem any different. I think the only one that, like, was her kind of being out of her comfort zone was Sleeping with the Enemy. Which was the one where her husband like beats her and stuff, and she has to like fake her death to get away from him.
Really?
Like that one is a little bit better. It was like her actually being like dramatic. I'm sure there's a couple other ones out there, but other than that, I feel like she just plays herself, and it's kind of like I'm just not into it.
I get it. I really I liked her in Pretty Woman. That was
She's
it.
Okay.
That literally is it. Like there's no other movie. Every time I see Julia Roberts, I just think there could have been a better person.
Yeah.
In this role.
Like
so
America's Sweethearts, My Best Friend's Wedding. Was she in Runaway Bride, I think?
Yeah, she's just annoying in My Best Friend's Wedding. Like, she's really annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot of those romantic comedies. In even the Ocean's 11 movies. She's
Didn't
okay.
she do a movie with the English guy with the big teeth?
Hugh Grant.
And she's like this famous actress.
Yeah, what
and
was
he starts
that?
Like dating her and stuff.
Yeah, what was that?
I forget that movie.
That wasn't America's Sweethearts.
That one sucked too, though.
I don't know. She just, I just feel like she always plays herself. She doesn't really go out of her comfort zone that often.
By the way, in Ocean's 11 and 12, she did play herself.
Did she? Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Remember?
Wait, what?
She played herself. And
she Ocean's
Julia Roberts.
Ocean's 12, like, there was half the movie was about her pretending to be Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
What?
I
never saw Ocean's 12?
I did, but it's been a while.
I didn't see. Yeah, I haven't seen like, those in a long time.
Half the movie was about her, like, pretending to be Julia Roberts, and when she was Julia Roberts.
We should watch those movies again. I want to watch them.
I don't know.
And they have Bruce Willis. They have one of our favorite, or most of our favorite actors in them.
Most of them. Well, that's my number three.
Matt Damon. All right.
Yeah.
So, going to go on to our number three. Gary, what's your number three?
My turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I call your name, it usually means I put
you to... Did you do number three?
No, he goes last.
No.
Remember,
we
went together last time.
Oh, you go last? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll go. I guess. Whatever.
I get the last laugh.
My number three is Ben Affleck.
See? I'm actually okay with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, me too, but I don't want to be okay with it because, like, the only reason I want to say that is because of Batman.
Robert, you're evil.
Dude, but Ben Affleck's not that bad.
Bro, is the sky blue?
It's not that bad. Oh, my God. He's not that bad. He was bad, but not anymore.
What do you mean was bad? Like, his first movie, Good Will Hunting?
No.
He was great in
Good Will Hunting. Was good, but I think he made a lot of missteps like Daredevil, Paycheck.
Yeah. Oh, Paycheck.
What else was there?
I like Paycheck.
Geely. There's just a lot of like little missteps. I think he just made picked a lot of bad roles. But now that he's a director, I think he's spot on. He's a good director, and when he directs himself, he's like a good actor. He is. Argo.
Argo.
The Town.
Yes.
And then he didn't direct himself in this, but Gone Girl just recently. And he was the best part of Batman versus Superman. And that movie sucked. He was. I don't know.
Garrett. Garrett's expression every movie was just like,
I feel defeated.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you trying to take it back now? Do you want to take it back?
No, I can't. I'm not going to. I'm going to stand by it. All
right.
I made my bet.
Ben Affleck, you're a fucking overrated piece of shit. And I'm just kidding.
Nah, I mean, I get why people
think
that.
Can you make Good Will Hunting 2, please?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Please don't ever do a Good Will Hunting. I can't even talk.
I could imagine they're like broke one day. Like, what do you want to do? Like, we can just make another Good Will Hunting.
Maybe.
By the way, I just watched Good Will Hunting for the first time last week.
Shut up.
How'd really?
You like it? How'd you like it? First time ever. It was good.
And you put him on the list?
Yeah, I put him on the list.
Oh, okay. I saw him. Before we did this, I looked up a lot of overrated actors lists, and he was on a lot of them. So
he
like,
was
I
on
get
a
that.
Lot of them, yeah.
I get it.
I mean, I just can't get behind his Boston accent. I feel like it's just he's
he loves Boston a
he
lot.
He likes to park his car.
No, he does it too hard. I mean, I lived in Boston, so I know the Boston accent, and I feel like he just.
Just overdoes it.
He does. It's not natural. I don't think it's like it's flowing.
I hate the Boston accent because I'm from New York and I just hate everything Boston. And
makes sense.
Yeah. Well, everyone in Boston fucking hates New York too. So
yeah.
Except we're better.
There's gonna be a fight in here.
We're better.
I'm from Florida, so I don't give a shit about either one of you guys. Anyways,
all right. So we'll go on to my number three, another mostly comedy actor that. Literally, for me, plays the exact same role every single time, and I can't stand it.
I hope you don't say who I think you're going
to
say.
But I like the guy.
He's going to.
I do.
Let's see.
Vince Vaughn.
Okay. Never mind. Really?
Vince Vaughn. He's the same. Like, I like the character he plays. It's kind of like Will Ferrell, almost, because I love the character Will Ferrell plays, and he does it in every single movie.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn's kind of the same for me. It works. I like it. I laugh. But... at the same time, because of that, it's like you're overrated.
Yeah. The weird thing with Vince Vaughn is he started off more dramatic. He was in like movies like The Lost World, Domestic Disturbance. Swingers was a comedy, but it was more like a dramedy. Stuff like that. Then he went to comedy after Wedding Crashers because that like boomed. It was like the highest grossing R-rated comedy at the time.
And it was great.
And then after that, he was just in comedies, and he was that fast-talking guy.
Yep.
And it kind of got old pretty fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what did it in for me, and that's why he's on my list as number three, because I just don't feel like he's good as everybody thinks he is, and he gets a lot of roles.
He hasn't been... I don't know if he's done some serious roles recently, but yeah, all his comedy roles are kind of...
I have an idea. Future top five worst movies.
Dude, we haven't done a top five worst movies yet.
Get out of here.
We did a top five best movies.
Because that's so hard to do.
No, it's not. For me, it's really easy.
We could eventually do a top five worst actors, which would be completely different from my overrated actors list. Although, maybe some of them would be the same.
I don't know, because like we have to discuss what topic we're going to play. And usually what we discuss is how hard it is to make that list.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we did top
worst
five
movies
best
is bad,
movies.
And only reason why it's bad to do is because, like, you don't watch movies you hate. You watch them one time and you leave them in your back burner. And then, like, after the podcast is over, I'll be like, oh, my God, I totally forgot about this shitty movie.
Yeah, but there are some movies that I've walked out on that have been so bad.
Jaws.
Yeah, okay. JJ's joking. Because that's a perfect movie. No. Yeah, it is.
I'm almost not joking.
Jaws is a perfect movie.
It changed the country.
Yeah.
It did.
It really did.
Actually, it did. Yeah. No. I'm half joking. But what's that one movie that you showed me that I fell asleep on? Citizen Kane. Holy crap.
The greatest movie of all time.
That would be my number one worst movie ever.
How would that be the worst movie ever?
Because it sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's not it's not my personal favorite.
You know, we always talk about that. We're going to argue about Citizen Kane on podcasts. Do you really want this to be the time?
No, let's just
argue about it. Okay.
Wait, you did your number three, right?
Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so it's, never mind. Go ahead. Your turn. You're the host.
All right. Actually, we're going to take a short break right now, but stay tuned for our number two and our number one.
Hi, Robert. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, well, not all at once. Let's play Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather have 1,000 needles in your hand or videotapes for eyes?
How long are the needles?
Oh, well,
wait,
an hour and a half.
What are the videotapes?
What?
Videotapes, five inches.
Okay. Makes sense now.
That's, well, measurement.
How about I just listen to the Shark Dropper podcast and give up on this weird thing?
Fine, yeah, whatever, do that. www.sharkdropper.com. Go listen.
Do we do honorable mentions now?
No.
Is that
two?
Oh,
and then honorable
and
mentions.
Then honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Man, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, one of these days.
One of these days, you'll be a really, really good host.
Welcome back to Top 5. My name is Jose. Thank you for joining us again and sticking with us through those ads, which we know you love, and they help us create this wonderful content for you. We're ready to go into our number two of the top overrated actors of all time. Yeah. Robert, take it away.
This one, I don't really have a lot to say. It's a lot of the same reasons I don't like Julia Roberts. But this guy, Sean Penn, not a fan. Okay. I'm just not a fan.
Now, you're going to, because I know
again,
who Sean Penn
is. Won two Oscars.
I know who Sean Penn is.
Yes, you do.
You're going to have to remind me of roles that he's played.
Rain Man.
No.
No, that's Dustin.
Dustin Hoffman.
Hoffman.
Oh, no, wait. No, sorry. It was the one with Tom Cruise where he was like autistic savant or whatever.
That's Dustin.
Yeah, that was
Sean Penn.
Rain Man. No, what are you talking about? You're thinking of something else.
Yeah, hold on. What was the movie where
Dustin Hoffman?
No, he was Sam.
Tom Cruise was like with him in the movie, and and Sean Penn was. Wait, is that?
That's Dustin Hoffman.
That's Dustin Hoffman.
That's Rain Man.
Yeah. See, they look alike though.
I am Sam is Sean Penn's. Like, basically striving to get an Oscar for playing a mentally handicapped person, like so many people do.
I screwed up then.
No. Do you have him on your list?
No.
Okay. No. oh, man. Sean Penn was in I Am Sam, Dead Man Walking, Mystic River. What else? He won an Oscar for
The
Milk.
The Gunman.
Milk.
That just came out. The Gumman just came out.
I'm going to...
You know what?
Right,
I'm looking all his movies up, and I can tell you right now, I completely 100% agree with you on this one.
He's okay, but he doesn't do anything. Like, when he's in a movie, it does nothing for him. Like, I don't care.
What about Milk? Milk was good.
Milk was okay, but he won an Oscar for that. I don't know. I'm looking at 21 Grams, Gangster Squad was bad.
Gangster Squad was bad.
There's just, I don't know. He's just, like, he's an actor. I just don't think he's as great. The fact that he has two Oscars is, like, ridiculous to me.
Okay. You know, I get it, because I barely even know who he is without having to literally Google images of movies he's been in. And then once I see them, I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, like, totally. If that guy won two Oscars, he's overrated.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of his roles, it's something hard for me to explain, like why I think he's so overrated. I don't know. I don't think he's that great. He kind of plays the same character. Like, I Am Sam was, like, him striving to get, like, that Oscar. That's how I feel. Like, it was just him striving to get another Oscar.
Like The Revenant with Leo?
Yeah, but he got his.
Yeah, but, I mean, basically had to All right. We'll talk about that in a second, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. All right. Garrett.
Garrett, on to your number two.
Number two is Jim Carrey for me. Jim Carrey.
I'm okay.
Be
with
quiet.
That.
Be quiet.
I'm okay with that.
Keep your size to yourself.
Honestly,
sir.
Like no.
Let me talk. Okay.
Yeah.
just be quiet. Jim Carrey for me. I feel like.
Oh come on, okay. Jim Carrey.
Oh my.
Come on.
Just go. Just keep going.
Right. Jim Carrey.
Ignore him.
I really liked Jim Carrey in Yes Man, but in like The Mask, I couldn't watch it. The Truman Show, I didn't like it. I just couldn't do it. That horror movie he did, I was just like
number 23.
I just maybe.
I totally agree with Garrett. You're on your own, JJ.
He tried to expand his range, but like I don't think he tried to expand his range.
This guy's been in so many movies.
I think the only dramatic role he's ever been good in was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I'm not a fan of Truman Show. I
like how you said you liked him in Yes Man.
I mean, what was that? That movie where he was the pet detective or whatever. Come on. That
was Ace Ventura, pet detective?
That was
fucking hilarious in that movie.
No.
I saw those movies in theaters. I never watched them again.
That was just ridiculous. He was just ridiculous.
I never liked his comedy. Never cared for his comedy.
I mean, Bruce Almighty was good. The Yes Man was good. But besides that, I can't really think of any other movies that I just... was, you know, just
Fun with Dick and Jane, hilarious. Fucking hilarious. I laugh my ass off in that movie.
Meh.
Truman Show, amazing.
Meh.
Amazing acting.
Meh.
Like him discovering who he is. I like his comedy more than anything else. He can make me laugh during any movie, and he can be serious. We've seen that.
Yeah,
he's played many serious roles, and he's done a great job at it. I love Jim Carrey so much.
I think he made a smoother transition from comedy to drama than a lot of other comedians did, but I still don't think he's that great. I think he's a decent actor and a decent comedic actor. I just think he's really overrated for this the fact that, like you're saying, Pet Detective. I didn't like Pet Detective.
Okay.
I didn't like Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls. But people like quote that stuff. They used to quote that stuff in middle school when those movies came out. I did not think it was that great.
I get that those movies aren't the best movies, but they're funny. They're quirky. It's like Dumb and Dumber, you know.
Dumb and Dumber is the only one I like.
It's hilarious. It's funny. It's great. No, he doesn't pretend to be somebody he's not as far as an actor goes. So I don't think he's overrated in that sense. I think he knows exactly where he is, and he plays each role extremely well.
And I don't know. I think he's overrated awesome. Too.
Dumb and Dumber, the first one.
One of the funniest movies of all time.
I like that one.
God, man, what is wrong with you?
I like Dumb and Dumber. I don't like Ace Ventura.
Dumb and Dumber, it was not that bad. It was not. The second, the Dumb and Dumber or Dumber 2 or whatever, I forget what it was.
Okay, yeah, let's pretend that didn't happen.
I mean...
That one was
what was he trying to do? I don't understand. I mean, the whole thing about just being stupid to be like, oh, I'm stupid, I'm funny, like, this doesn't do for me. Like, the same thing with penis jokes. Like, oh, it's a penis. Ha, am I supposed to laugh? I don't know. Okay, I'll wait. Like, you know what I mean? I can't do that. I just can't do it. I mean, just being stupid to be funny just isn't funny to me.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Okay. I don't.
Okay.
All right.
You're number two, JJ.
My number two is from... he's from a lot of movies.
Okay.
A lot of the same roles. When you're watching him, you know you're watching him, and you know what to expect every time. And that's probably why he's on my list. George Clooney.
Okay. I love Clooney, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. When you see George Clooney in a movie, you know exactly what you're going to get. It's not bad.
No.
I don't think it's bad. I enjoy watching him. I love Ocean's 11. I think he's one of the best parts of Ocean's 11, too. Still think he's overrated.
I think Clooney... plays a great Clooney, though. I think he's just good at being... like, he goes into a role, and they're like, you're going to play this character, and he's just like, sure, but I'm going to play it like myself. I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah, I feel like he's just being himself.
Yeah. George Clooney just walks on set. he needs to be like British, but he's just like, nah, I'm gonna be me, and he just comes out there and he just acts however he wants, and that's who he is.
He needs to be British. Nah.
No, excuse me, director, not gonna do that. I'm just gonna be George Clooney, which is who I am.
The director's like, all right,
you can be George Clooney. Like that's how I see him. He's in some really good movies.
Of course.
There's a lot of movies I like with George Clooney. That's the reason why I like him, and he's not on my list. But I do agree that he does just play George Clooney.
Yes. He's overrated as an actor. I still want to see him in more movies, sure. I still think he's overrated.
I don't know, man. I think he plays a great Clooney. He plays a great Clooney, man.
You know who else plays a great Clooney?
Who's that?
George Clooney.
Yeah, that's true.
Jim Carrey does, too.
Nah, I don't know about that one. Nope.
All right. So that's my number two. And on to honorable mentions.
All right, I'll go first. Right. I got a few.
Okay.
I'll go through them pretty quickly. Vin Diesel, already mentioned.
I got it.
Nicole Kidman, some reason, just doesn't work for me. Mark Wahlberg, I think he was good in a couple things, but he got an Oscar nom for The Departed.
Marky Mark.
He was like the worst part of that.
Wait, are you kidding me?
The part, all he did was like curse and shit.
Oh, I love that part.
No, I don't think he does. I don't think he does it well. I don't think so. I think he's actually. Did you see him in The Happening? Did you see him in The Happening?
He was the asshole.
Worst.
He was the asshole. Yeah. And he was the asshole.
To get nominated for an Oscar? No way.
I think he did a fucking great job in The Departed.
No.
I think it's worth an Oscar? No.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
But I love his role in The Departed.
That's honestly, I think the only roles he can do is douchebag or immature guy, which is Boogie Nights, immature guy, douchebag, The Departed. Everything else in between doesn't work. Ted, kind of douchebag, immature guy.
Ted 2.
And then also, Ted 2, same thing.
Hilarious.
And then also the other guys. The other guys, same thing. Now,
I thought he was funny in Ted 1.
I think Ted 2 is probably one of the, like, if they were going to do top five comedies of all time,
Ted
2? It's going to be in my top. Yes. Holy shit, that movie's so fucking funny.
I think I like Ted, the first one.
I like the first one better.
The first one was better than the Ted 2.
No, I'm not saying I think the second one's actually better. I think it's the one thing. I don't like part twos and threes of stuff, but Ted 2 is so.
I'm not saying I hate Mark Wahlberg. I'm just saying I think he's a little overrated. I don't know. He's overrated. I got Cameron Diaz. You mentioned The Mask. I think that's the only movie that, like, I mean, that's the one that, like, shot her to fame. But
she was so
after
that,
she wasn't.
Dude, there's something about Mary.
I wasn't a fan. I don't even like Ben Stiller. That's another one I should put on here.
Oh, my God. Ben Stiller. I love Ben Stiller.
No, he's horrible.
He's one of my favorite actors of all time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wait, Ben Stiller is the Ben Stiller. Night Museum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like Ben Stiller.
Fucking God. I love his awkwardness that he plays
not,
on.
He's not overrated, like, at all. He's completely underrated. There's no rated over for him.
No.
So he shouldn't be on this list.
He shouldn't even be rated.
Yeah, so there's no overrated on Ben Stiller.
He's not on my list, but I would add him.
When
now
he plays
that
like Meet the Parents, like that role that he plays in Meet the Parents, where it's like you want to cringe and not look at the screen because of how awkward it is.
No.
He does that so perfectly.
No, nope.
And then he does the douchebag like he in Dodgeball in Fat Camp. I think it's called, what is it called? Heavyweights, the movie Heavyweights. Yeah, when he plays
he was in Dodgeball too.
And in Dodgeball, I think actually there's like a theory that it's the same character. But it's probably just because he acted it the same way.
Probably.
Which is fine. Because
he's not that great. Anyways, my last two, Jessica Alba and Sandra Bullock. I'm just not a fan of either. Jessica Alba is not even a good actress.
You have a ton of honorable mentions.
Why did you even put Jessica Alba on there?
She's
not overrated. She's completely.
No. The fact that she gets any movie roles makes her overrated.
Because she was hot.
Yeah.
Now she's older and there's hotter younger girls. Like, there's no spot for her.
Yeah, she's not.
Okay. Go on to mine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Natalie Portman.
Really? I like Natalie Portman.
Did you say Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
I like how we all like are just lashing out at each other right now. Like,
did you seriously just say that?
What's so great? She's overrated.
Like, she was horrible in the Star Wars trilogy, but besides that, bro, she's. What are you talking about?
She's okay.
Black Swan, Closer.
I actually never seen Black Swan. Have I seen Closer?
Oh, well, you maybe like her because of V for Vendetta.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
And V for Vendetta. Caught. All right, Natalie Portman and V for Vendetta. I mean, that's the scene where the multiple scenes where she gets put in the jail cell and she gets tortured. And then when she comes out of the torture room, she like just breaks down. That is an amazing scene. That is hard for anyone to do. And she nailed it, in my opinion.
Leonardo DiCaprio. is one of my honorable mentions.
I haven't moved on.
That one I'm more trolling about Leo DiCaprio because I fucking love Leonardo DiCaprio. He could.
So how is he overrated? He's not overrated.
He's not overrated.
I'm just messing with you guys. Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Okay.
He was. I mean, I almost put him on the same level as Vince Vaughn. That's why I didn't put him on my list because he's like, it's Owen Wilson.
Right. Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah. Same thing as like Sean Penn or Julia Roberts.
Garrett, your honorable mentions.
Let's see. Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, no one's expecting him to pump out anything great anytime soon. But
he's not an overrated actor.
He is overrated.
He's not. Nobody thinks he's better than he is.
Yeah, there are. That's the problem. That's why he's still making money.
When you think someone's better than they actually are, that means the epitome of what you just said. He's overrated.
And that's how it is because he's still making money. People are still going out to see his stuff.
If you ever mention Adam Sandler to anybody, they're not like, oh, that's a good actor. No. Everybody's like, oh, it's Adam Sandler.
But it's the same thing like you feel about Kevin Hart. It's like he's a comedic actor. He's overrated. So is Adam Sandler. Kevin Hart's still making a bunch of money. So is Adam Sandler.
Try to put Adam Sandler into like a Mark Wahlberg role. It just wouldn't work, man.
Yeah, it just wouldn't.
Adam Sandler's recent movies are just fucking atrocious, man. Like, just
they're really bad.
Just stop making movies, bro.
Just
stop making movies, bro. He just
busted out the South African accent.
Yeah,
bruh. Oh yeah, what's that one movie that he went to Africa?
Yeah, Blended.
Oh fuck.
That classic.
Oh god.
Just Go With It. That classic.
Just Go With It. I have to say I actually liked it because really? Brooklyn Decker was in that movie.
That's the only good reason. But,
That's the only reason why I watched the movie, just to be honest.
What's his name? Terry Crews, like fucking saved Blended for whatever it was worth.
Dude.
Gosh, it was so awful.
Ridiculous Six was horrible.
Wait, he was in Ridiculous Six?
Yeah.
Oh, I never seen it.
And then Jack and Jill, man.
I've heard some horror stories about Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill. I've only watched parts of it, and that was only because I work at the movie theater, and I would like kind of just look through the peepholes, kind of watch a little bit. It was bad. It was bad, man. Like the fact that even like came up as an idea, like, hey, this might be good. That's bad.
Anyways. There's some great YouTube videos making fun of that movie.
Oh yeah,
you should totally watch them all. Yeah. Just Google Jack and Jill, like. Parodies, and you'll find some really good content.
Any others?
Anybody else?
Kristen Stewart from Twilight.
Kristen Stewart. Yeah, Jacob's love. No,
I'm okay with her.
No,
she doesn't bother me.
She's overrated as fuck.
I think a lot of people think Jesse Eisenberg's overrated too, but I'm okay with him.
Put for the fucking Huntsman movie. She was Snow White.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a weird
choice. There's so many better. I hated it. I hated it. You know,
I liked her in Adventureland, though.
Ooh, I got an honorable mention.
Who?
But everybody's going to hate me. I got to look her up. What's it? It's Hermione.
Really? Emma Watson?
Yes. Oh, God.
Why?
I'm so sick and tired of everybody talking about Emma Watson.
I don't think she's...
The collective internet, Reddit and all that, like, just love her so much. And it's so annoying. She's okay.
She's going to be in...
She's not that gorgeous... As everybody says she is.
She's going to be in Beauty and the Beast, the live adaptation.
I was so angry when I saw that, because I saw the previews.
Yeah.
And I saw that, and I was like, I can't explain the emotion that I had when I saw that. Because I was like, oh my God, Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. live action, oh my God, and Emma. Just done. Just anger. Just anger and frustration. Like, yeah, totally overrated. All right.
Yeah. All right, so number one.
Let's get that out of the way. So now we're going to our number one overrated actors, actresses. Robert, who is the most overrated actor you can think of and put on a piece of paper?
We already talked about him, Adam Sandler. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah, it's Adam Sandler. Part of it is just because like I hate him so much, so maybe I'm being biased. But I really do think he's overrated because the fact that he's still getting like Netflix deals because they think he's going to draw a larger crowd. The fact that Ridiculous 6 is like the highest watched movie on Netflix. The fact that he's still breaking like 80 million opening weekend for movies like Just Go With It or Jack and Jill and shit.
That guy brings money, man.
It's nuts. It's There's crazy. People out there that still like him. The bee-bee-bee-bee-bee singing about Hanukkah. Like, I just cannot handle it anymore.
Hanukkah song's hilarious, the original.
No, I'm just done. I'm done with his shit. I didn't like him back in the 90s. I didn't like him on SNL. I don't like him now.
Why do
I don't
like
him in serious
roles. Why
do
people like him so much?
I don't know. I think he has, like, his own brand of comedy, but it's not for me. It's not for me.
Interesting. Yeah, because he really does bring in numbers.
Yeah.
Even with Netflix and that movie that
they signed him to, like, deals. Yeah. Like, he also did another movie called The Do-Over for Netflix. And it's just, like, it's nuts, man.
And he brought in, like, tons of money.
But
I do think
people are realizing now that he's not that great. And they're slowly getting off, like, they're not on board anymore.
I remember people talking about how not great he was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's been bad, man.
Yeah, and he still brings money in. It doesn't matter. He puts out shit content and people go and watch it.
So I think if you took like all his movies and averaged them out, like their Rotten Tomato score would be like an 18%.
You know, I think I take that back when I said that Adam Sandler shouldn't be an overrated. I think he's probably the most. I think you're the most overrated. Because now that I think about it, like, yeah, he really does bring in a ton of money, and I have no idea why.
And he's still getting deals, and people still think he's funny. And if you look up comedic actors, he's always still going to be up there. I think he's overrated. But that's my number one. I just, for some reason, I just can't get on board.
All right. Garrett, you're number one.
I'm sure I'm going to piss people off with this one, but my number one is Bill Murray.
Oh, my God. You would totally piss off John, who was just here. John loves Bill Murray.
Wow.
Bill Murray, I just...
Elaborate.
I mean, I get he's just, you know, a cool guy in general. I get, you know, he's...
Is he?
He's got a great personality. But I think he's overrated. He's in a lot of cult classics. He's in, you know, whatever...
Ghostbusters. Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Caddyshack. yeah, there's just a lot of classics.
Like a lot of like old, you know, cult classics that I feel like if they were remade today and they did like if he tried to do those same things again today in today's like I think atmosphere in today's, you know, society, I don't think they would go as good. I don't think
Groundhog Day.
I think back then it worked because it was different. Like it was different back then, you know, like.
Well, I don't think he does like comedies anymore, anyways, because he's like more dramatic.
He just did the some Rock the Casbah or whatever that movie was.
Yeah,
I didn't. See
I heard that sucked though.
I didn't see it.
I mean, he does more like dramatic stuff, like Broken Flowers, Lost in Translation. He'll do a lot of like
he was in
Wes Anderson
movie
stuff
recently with the zombies, Zombieland.
That recently, as in 2009.
That's kind of recent. Oh, shit. 2009 is 7 years ago.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't think that was recent.
Okay, listen. It was recent enough. And he was in it, and people, like, lost their collective shit.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's fun.
I feel like it's just... I think it's just, like, the cool thing to say. Like, you know...
Bill Murray.
Oh, he's the best. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, because...
I like Bill Murray. I don't have a problem with him.
I do. I understand. I get what he's
talking
about.
When I was watching Ghostbusters, At some points, I just felt like he was just drunk. Like, I felt like he was just, like, I felt like he just took some shots in the back and just came out and started doing
it.
He
was in the Ghostbusters reboot with, like, the all-girl cast.
Shut
he was
up.
In that,
really?
And it was, like...
He was?
Did you watch that movie?
Yeah.
Where was he in the movie?
He was, like, he played some side character.
Did you like it?
He wasn't even funny in it. Like,
no,
none
did
of the...
Did you like the movie?
No, I didn't like it. I mean, it was okay. It was cool to see once. I'll never watch it again. Yeah. It wasn't funny enough. The story was kind of bland. And they brought back like Sigourney Weaver and Ernie Hudson, but they all played like different characters. And like Bill Murray was some like random character.
Wait, they didn't play the characters they were in the previous movies?
No. They played like different characters.
And I'm definitely not going to watch it. That's insulting.
He was in it and he wasn't funny in it. Yeah, his
Thor
character
was
kind
it.
Of lame. Lame.
I hear that. Who's the character that plays? Who's the guy?
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth. I hear he like saved that movie.
Like
he was like the
I don't
funniest
know about
part of the movie.
He was like I laughed twice in that movie. He was one of the reasons. Like one of the times I laughed was because of something he did. But that was about it.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right, Bill Murray. Number one overrated.
Yep.
Garrett's list.
Yep. Garrett's list.
All right. Man, I hope I don't get too much shit for this one. My number one most overrated actor, which I just don't understand it. Maybe you can explain it to me. Christopher Walken.
Really?
Hold on. Before you say this,
I have to agree with you in the short term, as in.
Like the last 10 years?
Yeah, the last 10 years.
Okay, well, most of my adult life has been the last 10 years of my life.
I mean, but hold on. In a lot of movies, I feel like he was absolutely amazing because it's his style, like the way he acts, the way he talks.
Do you mean the exact same style so he talks in every fucking thing I've ever seen him in ever?
That's why I kind of have to agree with you a little bit because...
Which mouse are you? It was two mice.
He's in some movie with Kevin Spacey, like some cat movie. Like I was like, what are you doing? No. Like, what do you know? Like, why are you doing that?
Nine Lives.
But then you go back to like you know classics like Pool Hall Junkies. Like
Annie Hall. He is also in the Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter
was nuts. That's the one he won an Oscar for. And then Wedding Crashers. He was good in Wedding Crashers.
He's the same character.
I don't know,
in
man.
Everything.
Pre the year, like 2000, if you go prior to the year 2000,
I'm not
I think he was
prior
good.
To 2000. Like
he was in, he was in The Rundown. He was The Rock's first movie, Dwayne Johnson's first movie. Was that his first movie?
It was one of his first ones.
It was one of his first movies.
I just don't get it. He does the same shit.
Dude, watch the movie Deer Hunter. He's great in that movie. He won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. It was amazing.
Okay. I will watch Deer Hunter. I've never seen it, so yeah.
It's good. It's like 3 hours long, though.
Anyway, he's my number one rated.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. The last 10 years, I feel like the same way about people like Robert De Niro, too. Like, the last 10 years for Robert De Niro have been, like, shitty.
Yeah, like, I feel like
college.
I feel like Christopher Walken hasn't been.
Yeah, with Zac Efron.
I feel like Christopher Walken hasn't been, like, living up to his potential. I feel like if they put him, like in a gangster role or, a more serious role where he was the leading man, I feel like it would do really, really good.
I think the problem is they're just getting too old. Like Robert De Niro is kind of the same way. Last 10 years haven't been too kind to him. He's playing a lot of shitty movies recently. Even Al Pacino hasn't really been in that many good movies in the last 10 years. They're just getting old.
They're not
the leading characters. Like they're not the leading actors, and they're playing side characters in movies that aren't that great. And I think Christopher Walken's one of those guys too.
I like that one. I have to agree with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's another top five. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We love, honestly, because we're running out of ideas, to hear your suggestions. What do you want us to count down as far as top five goes? Please email us, comment, rate us, let us know. We're literally dying for your ideas because we're starting to rehash the same. Yeah,
we
have plenty of ideas, but we just want better ones.
We just want to see what you guys want.
Honestly, yeah, because I mean, this is really for you. If you sat here and listened to us for the last 50 minutes, bless your heart.
Yeah. Yep.
And please give us ideas, and we will do them. Well, absolutely. Robert, what do we got going on as far as the Shark Dropper world?
Just go to sharkdropper.com. You can see all of our podcasts there. We got fictional and non-fictional stuff coming out. You can donate to Patreon. We have a link on our website, and Patreon just basically helps us out. You can donate $1 or more a month, and it'll help us get sound effects for our fictional stuff. It'll help us get a better sound equipment. Just like equipment in general, so that we can supply you with these podcasts. You can go on iTunes, rate and review us, like JJ said. That helps us out too. Give us a 5-star rating if you like this, and then also leave a comment on which topics we should do. Or you can email us at sharkdropper@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at sharkdropper, on Instagram at sharkdropper, and Facebook, facebook.com/sharkdropper.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, and really thank you from the bottom of our heart if you are listening to this. We like to make this content for you. This is really just for you guys. Have a great one.
We're above the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.